Hello everyone, this is me, Dishani, and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. I know that it has been a long time that I was totally detached. Maybe I guess it was a year maybe, or maybe around some 10 to 11 months that I have been detached from this platform. Due to some reasons, due to some important examinations that were in the pipe. And that's why, you know, I was not able to take out time. And even I was able to take out time, you know, that much amount of time I was not able to take out where I can come and talk to my listeners in a very proper way. Because all these things, you know, it can't be done in a moment. It needs lots of, you know, patience and, you know, skill, time, interest, everything it needs, you know, to give your full 100%. On one case, you know what you're talking about. So today, you know, like I felt one thing, you know, now at one moment of time, when we, you know, like when we used to open news channels, we used to see everywhere like COVID, Corona, COVID, Omicron, COVID, Corona, all these. Now when we are opening our any like news channel, one thing that is you know, always visible, we are able to see each and every moment, is the fight and the war between Ukraine and Russia, isn't it? Yes. So don't think that I'm going to talk about the war today, because then it would not be an interesting topic at all, because I always like to talk to my listeners on some various innovative and interesting topic always. Yeah. So today's topic I have picked, like, you know, why I have you know, decided to pick up this topic. Maybe the topic is very easy. When you hear the name of the topic, you would be able to understand that, oh my god, this is everything that we know about. We know everything about it. So why is Dishani speaking on this again, and why? Why did I choose this topic? The main reason for which I chose this topic is that, you know, the unpredictability of life, because we don't understand, we take life for you know, like for sake. We don't know how to enjoy each and every moment of life. We are having grudge against each other, we are quarreling with one another, we are in a constant rebel with one another. So all these are some ingredients which make our life toxic, and that's why the essence of everything around I have taken in a bulk, and I have decided to name the topic as the real essence of life. What is life? The real essence of life. When you hear the word life, what you think, and today what I'm going to speak will have difference. I can bet on that. So let me start. Well, life is totally unpredictable, since each and every moment is a new experience for all of us. Whatever we do, it becomes an experience for us. If we get good results, then it's good. And if you're not getting good result, then that experience becomes a big lesson, which we will not be repeating again. Life is very short to waste time over useless muck things. Why? Because if you're giving your energy, if you're giving your consciousness, if you're giving your you know, full 100% on some useless things, do you think that, you know, everything that you are trying to give to that useless thing will help you to grow your mind in such a manner? Your life will also get reflected upon that? No, nah, this will not happen. Life is a hunky-dory for many, who always see the positive side of it. But I say, life is not about how you make it. It's about how you take it. Yes, it's not about how you make it. The way you are molding your life, the way you are framing your life, is not about what life is, you know, going to be for your perspective. If you want to see the life in a better view, then it is totally dependent on how you are taking life. The positive and the negative aspect of life, if you are taking equally, then you are a brilliant person. If a person is able to see life and take life and accept the multifaceted nature of life, then life is a blissful one for them. Yes, the multifaceted nature. We know that life gives you ups and downs, life gives you bliss and sorrows. So, opposites it gives you, isn't it? So, it's a multifaceted nature. Otherwise, if you will never be able to explore the real essence of life. Though life is short, but its journey is long. And hence, one can find lots and lots of hurdles as well as smooth paths in the way of travel. But each and every person has their own way of exploration. People, like we are all the people who are walking on the road. And the road is a big journey of life. We will be finding smooth paths. We will be finding hurdles. We will be finding some, a ditch here and there on the roads. But on top of that, if you're able to take your exploration to the peak of its best, beyond the best, then I think you will be able to understand that life is not at all good. Isn't it? No, is it not? Life is not at all bad. People think that life is not at all good. Many people are there. You know why? Because the experiences that they have got from their own life make them, compel them to think that life is not at all good for them. But as I said, we are all people, we are walking on the road, and that road is a big journey of life. We all will be facing hurdles. We all will be facing smoothness at, again, smooth paths also we will be facing. But the way you are exploring the place, but the way you are exploring each and everything around you, I think that is one of the best way to explore life. In this point, I really remember the two roads in the poem, The Road Not Taken, written by Robert Frost. The poet was so adventurous, and being so adventurous, he took the less traveled path, which did not have crushed leaves and footsteps on its path. He could understand that, two roads were there in front of him, and he could understand that, one road is fully clean, no crushed leaves, no footsteps on it. But another road, all leaves crushed, footsteps were they were all visible. He could understand that the other road was the most traveled road. People traveled on that road. I will not be taking this road because I am very adventurous. I am adventurous, and that is why I will be exploring the other side of life. So I will be taking the less traveled road, he thought. Though the poet was in a dilemma, but thinking rationally, he chose the less traveled road. From here, one can also conclude that not to follow others in life. Yes, we should not follow others in life. Get attached, or I really get, some kind of inspiration from life quotes. Life quotes, different sayings, different quotations you get on life. I also get attached to them when I read them. So at this moment, I am recalling only one, which I read yesterday. That in a garden, there are many flowers, but the role of each flower is same, that they are all blooming. But no flower is, concerned about the competition, about, the way they are going to compete with the other flower. They are not at all concerned about that. They are concerned about one thing only, that yes, I have to bloom. I will not be saying that how others are blooming. If others are taking less time, that doesn't mean that I will be taking lesser time than them. No, they might take one day to bloom. I will be taking 1 month to bloom, but I will bloom for sure. So I will not be checking them. I will not be seeing them because this is my life. I am an individual. I know what is good for me. I know what is bad for me. And if I have that courage to understand the badness and goodness of life, in relation of myself, then I guess I'm a happier person. We should not follow others in life. And that means not to see what others are doing, what others are thinking, and what others are planning. Yes, this is very important. She's planning this, she's thinking this, she's doing this, I will also do that same thing. No, you might not be successful in that path. You know, might not be successful. You might not succeed in that path. Why don't you understand that? You are an individual. You know what is right. You know how to take wise opinions. You know how to take wise decisions. So you have to use that. We should never curb our individuality, which is needed in leading a successful life full of personality. Yes, we should not curb our individuality. We know that we are an individual. We know how to survive with our individuality rather than checking, copying, seeing everyone. Now, I would point out one more important aspect of the reality of life. That is, life always give them tougher situations who are able to accept it and who are always ready for it. But remember, everything happens for a reason, whether good or bad. Actually, life and God, these two words are related to one another. Because both will never reward you anything that is not meant for you. Even if you are dying for it, you are not gonna get it because it's not meant for you. Maybe if you had got that, then your life might, you know, not have been so blissful. Your life might not have flourished in such a manner. Life and God knows what is best for you, what is good for you. And on that note, I'm going to end my podcast today. I guess it was a positive one. Please like, share, and follow, because my podcast is now available on Anchor, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Please check the link if you want to send me any voice message. It's there in my description box. Or you can search DC Drills with Dishani in Google. Thank you. Till then, stay tuned, stay happy, and stay healthy. Thank you.